Welcome back to the Galveston Experience Podcast. This is episode number 85, produced at the studios of RadioGalveston.com. And coronavirus, of course, is on everybody's minds. None of us, obviously, has gone through anything like this, and the numbers just keep on ticking up. So we're not really going to focus too much about the numbers this time around, because really the only thing we can do about it is stay away from each other. It's been proven that social distancing has been quite effective. That's evidenced by counties that don't have a lot of population. A lot of people interaction. There are some counties in Texas that still don't have any cases of the coronavirus, but they're getting fewer and further between as the world went over a million coronavirus cases on the 2nd of April. And here, as we record this on the 3rd of April, we are approaching 1.1 million, and about 25% of those are happening right here in the United States. And in the U.S., about half of those are happening in the New York, New Jersey area. Louisiana has been struck pretty hard. Louisiana actually has the fifth most cases of any state. New York, New Jersey, California, Michigan, and Louisiana has surpassed both Florida and Massachusetts. They think it was Mardi Gras, all the people getting together just at the wrong place at the wrong time, and it just continues to spread. So let's not focus too much about the numbers, but let's talk about how connected now we all are and how we depend on each other and how we can all help each other out. I mean, this has really affected everybody, whether you're a person who is working. My sister, for example, works at UTMB, and all of the first responders and the people working in hospitals are literally risking their lives for us. So the least we can do is stay at home and slow the spread of the coronavirus so that we can minimize the distance. But by all accounts, if you look at the charts, we're probably going to be in this now for the next 8 weeks or so. So we're all going to need to help each other and request help if you can, and help the local businesses. Obviously, we're so connected on the island. It's a relatively small place. And there's a lot of people listening to this podcast that aren't on the island. So everything we're talking about really is not location dependent. It's not just a Galveston thing. It's an everywhere thing. But we are going to focus a bit more on Galveston, since this is the Galveston Experience Podcast. There's a hashtag going around, hashtag Save Galveston, and you can find that on all the various social media locations, and that will help you track down businesses that are maybe offering special deals. And if you're not a member of Nextdoor, it's kind of like a Facebook for your neighborhood. And it's a great social media platform to connect with your close neighbors. And I was checking out my neighborhood, and Nextdoor has a thing called Nextdoor Help. They've got a help map where you can offer to help. So maybe you've got a neighbor who is elderly, can't get out for their medication, or maybe you are the person that needs help. You can either offer or request help. And there's a bit of verification in there, so it's not, certainly we all have to be careful using this, but there are some degrees of verification, so you know that this is actually a person who lives there. And it's just a great way for us to be able to connect with each other without having to leave the house. So there's some fun stuff going on. This is definitely open season on streaming and memes on the internet. So there are some kind of enjoyable things. In fact, every Friday, Radio Galveston, which is the voice of the Galveston Experience Company, is committed to do a virtual happy hour. Just go to RadioGalveston.com. It's going to be from 5:30 to 6:30. Our first one is going to be Friday the 3rd. We'll have a special guest kicking things off at 5:30 on Friday. So hopefully you can join us. You can actually contribute, too. If there's a song you'd like to have played, you can call us at 409-741-3400. Press 1 at the main menu. Just leave a voicemail with the song. If you've got any tips, if you've got any good experiences, some places that are delivering food, for example, that are offering special deals. And I mean, it's really a chance for us all kind of take part without being in the same room and enjoy some great music. On Facebook, there is a event called the Virtual Happy Hour for Galveston, and we've got a poll in there. You can express what your favorite decade for music is, and we play all the music from all the different decades, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. And right now, the 70s are leading the poll. but we'll be checking in later. And of course, we'll always welcome you either by phone or by email. You can hit request at radiogalveston.com. People leaving some recipes. The Quarantini is a beverage. Maybe you might want to try that during our virtual happy hour. It's 1.5 to 2 ounces of vodka or gin, 3/4 ounce of some kind of a citrus, lemon or lime juice. And that vitamin C, of course, is great for our immunity, which is what we really need. 1/2 to 3/4 ounce of simple syrup to sweeten things up. Shake it with ice and enjoy it. Fridays, 5:30 to 6:30, the virtual happy hour. So again, hashtag support Galveston is one way you can find assistance on social media. There's a couple Facebook groups. One is called Support Galveston Retail. The other is called Support Galveston Restaurants. And if you've got a business and you have got an offer and you'd like to invite people to come on in and take advantage of your discounts, obviously, unless it's a certain type of store, they're not coming in. It's going to be a drive-by, curbside type of transaction. But if you're one of the businesses that's allowed to be open, there's a lot of food delivery specials on there, specials from local restaurants where they can also deliver you an adult beverage with your food. And the same thing with retail. So it's a very difficult time for the people who are not working or working limited hours. So if we have the resources where we can support our local retail or our local restaurants, that money obviously trickling down to their employees and helping us hold through until our $1,200 checks arrive. Hopefully we do get those sooner rather than later. Last I saw that they're thinking maybe the week of April 13th. However, if you're not registered with your bank electronically at irs.gov, it may take many, many more weeks after that. So that's another thing you need to do while you can. If you're looking to rely on that $1,200 check, make sure you've got a direct deposit, because they said those could be coming out in the next couple of weeks. So it's very crazy times. We are doing everything we can to keep people informed on both Radio Galveston as well as on the Galveston Experience podcast. And if you go to the calendar page at galvestonexperience.com, you'll find a lot of different resources, whether it is for employment resources or business resources or community resources. Just check that out. And if you've got something you'd like to contribute, up at the top, you'll see a button that says Submit an Event. And we're happy to add pertinent information to the calendar, put it on upcoming podcasts, and certainly put it up for broadcast as we update through the day on the half hour, latest information about COVID closures. And of course, we are now, most all closures have extended through the end of the month. Schools closed through May 4th. When they closed the beaches last Sunday, they said it was going to be for a week. They're going to review it on this Sunday, but the way things are going, it's quite likely that that is not going to be opened anytime soon. But we'll just have to kind of stay tuned and find out more about that. You saw Carnival Cruise Lines. They've now extended their global cruise suspension through May 11th. And the Texas City Dyke is now going to be closed on weekends. That started 11 o'clock on Friday morning. So all expert reports that I've seen are saying we're about to enter a couple of difficult weeks, maybe the two most dangerous weeks before things start to dissipate. And the only way we can come together is by staying apart. Social distancing is the new norm. And, you know, really thinking about what is the world going to look like when we get past this. So if you have the resources, please help out. And nextdoor.com is a great way to do that. Plenty of resources on social media. And again, we invite you to check out the calendar page at galvestonexperience.com. So hopefully we'll catch you Fridays 5:30 to 6:30 for the virtual happy hour with your favorite beverage. And we'll be looking to hear from you so we can play your request on radiogalveston.com. So hopefully we'll catch you behind a mask cruising through the grocery stores. Oh, by the way, they are all saying one cart, one person, no need to bring the whole family to the grocery store. So definitely get out solo or just with your partner or friend and get outside, get some exercise, take a walk. It's good for the attitude, good for the body. And we will be looking for you next time right here on the Galveston Experience podcast.